I feel a real need this morning to start with a thank you. For 5 years now, I've had the privilege to serve as your pastor. And while I've known most of you for almost 17 years, 5 years ago, you took a very big leap and called me as your pastor. It's been challenging. I mean that in a good way. And, well, sometimes in a not good way. But more importantly, every moment I have felt supported by you and continually called by God to be here. And I trust that you feel the same. This last week, you allowed me to attend a program in San Antonio called the Festival of Homiletics. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Around 1,800 pastors and some spouses and students who gather together from all denominations to listen to amazing preaching and lectures from some of the finest Christian leaders in our country. One described it as trying to drink from a fire hose. There was so much coming at us, and as I listened and was so filled by the words I heard, I was also so moved that I'm allowed to be here Sunday after Sunday, and that you are people of God who are on mission to do the work of God in more ways than I could begin to share. I learn from so many of you all the time about what it means to be ministers to one another. I thank God for you and for this place, and for 65 years, you have maintained an integrity and a heart for ministry. I watch the way you care for one another in difficult times. How when one of you is hurting from loss or illness, you all are hurting. I've heard so many times this last week how your hearts are breaking for a young family in our midst. I've stood at the bedside of those who are sick, and you're there. I've been at the hospitals, and you've been there. I believe you lift one another up in prayer. I know you hold me up in prayer. I know you believe in this church and the work that it does. I watch many of you work and give and work and give and then work some more. And I know you hold this church in your prayers. I see it every day. And I know at times the weight seems heavy on some of you, and I hope you know that I pray for you. I pray for your rest and your peace and your continued passion for Christ and for ministry. The overarching theme this last week's conference was preaching on the borders. The majority of preachers interpreted this as reaching for those who are on the fringe, those who are disenfranchised, those who are marginalized. Much was discussed about the future of the church, especially as it is today. And while it is true that the church or organized religion is on the decline, I know that the church is alive and well because I see it every day in you. I see it in so many amazing ways. And I am convinced that God is not through. We still have much work to do. So thank you for being the church that you are. Our scripture talks about this very thing today. So I want you to think about something for me. I want you to think about when someone has had your back. You know what I mean? Someone who, no matter what, they were there for you, all in, 100% on your side. Do you have that person in your head? Is there anything, anything that you can think of, anything in your wildest imagination that you could do, or anything you could tell that person that would turn them against you? I'm guessing that your immediate answer is no. But then if you think about it for a minute, the answer's probably yes. Of course, there is some line with every person that you just can't cross. You know the saying, don't talk about my mama or my sister. I can talk about them, but don't you talk about them? Or maybe it's something else. While we are certainly happy that there are people who have our back, we also know that there are limits with those people. Lines that we can't cross, or it's over. Many of you have lived through some of those times, and it can break your heart. And unfortunately, those times when we discover where the line is for a friend, it makes it a little bit harder to trust the next person. We fear. We fear putting it all out there because we might disappoint someone and they might walk away. It's a hard reality to life, isn't it? But our scripture today says, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Before we let ourselves get so down on relationships or even life, stop and realize that there is an advocate who has our back 100% of the time. And there isn't a line we can cross that will turn that advocate away from us. Let that sink in for a minute. No line that will turn that advocate away from us. I know it's kind of like the children during children's sermons. You're thinking to yourself, yeah, it's Jesus. And you're right. I like to think we have three advocates. Maybe that's just me making me feel more important or me feel more special. But from the beginning of time, God has been advocating for us. From the beginning of time, God created each one of us. God created this world. Now, while that may be a little harder to swallow, having read the Old Testament and having heard the stories of the wrath of God, I have to believe that God created us, God created all of this because God loved me. Yes, there have been those, okay, I have done my part to mess up the stuff that God has prepared for me. But God didn't and hasn't and won't give up on me. God is our parent who loves us through the bad times, like the parent of the three-year-old who loves their child in the midst of a tantrum. Like the parent of the teenager who gets behind the wheel of a car and tries to teach them how to drive. Yes, there may be yelling and screaming, but God loves. Like the parent who has to practice some tough love and set strong boundaries, but who continues to love. God loves us without fail. And then God sent Advocate 2, Jesus, His only begotten Son, the Advocate that came to show us the better way to do things, the Advocate that showed love to those who hadn't known love, the Advocate that showed forgiveness when forgiveness wasn't earned, the Advocate that showed us there isn't a line that we can step over, the Advocate that reached out to the disenfranchised, the Advocate who you could just touch the edge of His garment and be healed, the Advocate who showed us true love. And then when Jesus had to leave this earth, not leave us, but leave this earth, He told us that God would send yet another advocate, the third advocate, to be always present, always here, always available, to say, "You are my beloved, always." There's been much said over this last year about our country, about our world. Problems with violence and hatred, people arguing over politics, and it breaks my heart. I can't help but think, watching some of the things that are happening in this world, that people are searching for an advocate. Someone who will have their back. Our very attitude towards decisions that we make are because we're looking for someone to look after us. Make sure we're cared for. Make sure the disenfranchised, the marginalized are cared for. We often try and find that faith in people that say the right things or promise the right things, and then we discover that they're just human. And that pushes us more and more towards fear. Fear that the world is going down the drain. Fear that our lives are going to be threatened. Fear that our lifestyles will change. Fear that we will become one of the disenfranchised. Fear. But our advocate comes to say, "You are worthy." No matter what you look like, no matter what you've done, no matter what you do, no matter who you love, no matter if at times you don't love, no matter if you get mad at God, no matter what, you are perfection in God's eyes. You are made in His image. He tells us that He is with us always. When things aren't the best on earth, hold on, I'm with you. When things are hard, keep working. Keep sharing my love. I'm with you. That's an important part to remember, that we can't be perfect as our own advocate. There are things that we draw lines over. We can't help it. But it is our job, our mission, our calling to share the advocate with others so that all know we have an advocate, someone who sees us and accepts us as we are. In good times, share the hope. When things are hard and you don't know where to turn, you have an advocate. You are worthy. You are loved. Amen and amen.